And Parshas Bamidbar, I'm sure all of you have heard this famous word on Parshas Bamidbar. I myself heard it three times over the weekend. Taisus tells us in the end of Megillah that Parshas Bamidbar is almost always read the Shabbos before Shavuos. So Taisus says the reason is because we don't want to go from Bechukaisai into Shavuos. We want to have a break, a little bit of an interruption of something more positive than the Kolos at the end of Parshas Bechukaisai. So we have a little interruption with the Parshas Bamidbar. So there's a famous piece from Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein says that he thinks it's more than just, we needed it to filler, so we used Bamidbar as a filler. And Moshe explains that he thinks there's something significantly special about Parshas Bamidbar, which is why it's always read the Shabbos before Shavuos. And the way Moshe Feinstein says it is that when we come to Kabbalah Satorah, many of us feel like, who are we? We are nobody. There's this huge world out there, so many Jews, so much Torah. Where do I fit into the grand scheme of things? So that's why right before the Yom Tov Shavuos, we have the Bamidbar. Every single Jew was counted. Every Jew counted. Whether or not he felt that he was important, whether or not he really was important, every Jew got a number. And by doing that, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, when we come to Kabbalah Satorah, we realize we are someone important. We count. We matter. We are important. We have a special role to fill into Klal Yisrael. So when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's important that we keep in mind this idea that all the Jewish people were counted. And all of us together make up Klal Yisrael. We can't have Klal Yisrael with a bunch of individuals. It only works through the idea of all of us. So he writes, that's why we recite Parshas Bamidbar always the Shabbos before Shavuos. I'd like to suggest possibly another pshat. Later on in the parasha, when the Torah describes the Golim, or where the Jewish people used to travel, so it says Yisachar and Zvulun next to each other. So Baal Turin points out, when it comes to Zvulun, there's no Uzvulun. All the other Shvatim was this Shevet with this Shevet. When it comes to Yisachar and Zvulun, it's just Yisachar, Zvulun. So Baal Turim says, why is there no Vav? So he says, Yisachar and Zvulun, they're one. Even though Yisachar learned and Zvulun supported, they're one unit. They're considered one Shevet, that's why there's no Vav. So I was thinking, maybe that's why we read the Parshas Bamidbar before the month of Shavuos. Many people feel, I don't have a Shaychus to Torah. I don't learn 15 hours a day. I don't learn 20 hours a day. What's my Shaychus to Torah? Because I write a check maybe to a yeshiva. I support Torah. That's not enough of a Shaychus. On that, the Torah writes right before that, that's a very big Shaychus. That means you're as equal as a Yisachar. So therefore, the Torah specifically writes this right before Shavuos, and we read this every year before Shavuos, which is the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah, that we all have a Shaychus to Torah. Those who learn it, and those who support it. And the Yisachar Zvulun relationship we spoke about many times is a real equal partnership. It might be more of a silent partnership. The Yisachar is not going to decide when you're selling off stocks, nor should he, but it's still a real partnership. And that's why the Torah is telling us right before the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we read Parshas Bamidbar, to mechazik those who feel like, I'm not really part of the Torah experience. Shavuos to me is really more about cheesecake and eating milchiks. It's not about Torah, I'm not in that world. You are in that world. Everyone's in that world. You're either in that world because you learn Torah, or you're in that world because you support Torah. And that's why the custom became to read Parshas Bamidbar the Shabbos before Shavuos. Reb David Feinstein points out that the flag of Zvulun was the ship. That was what Zvulun represented. And we know, based on halacha, that the ship, or traveling the ocean, is deemed a dangerous activity. That's why one has to bench Gaimel when they travel through the ocean. So Reb David Feinstein asks, why was that Zvulun's job? Why did Zvulun have to have such a dangerous job to support Yisachar? Couldn't he have had a much more of a nice job, sitting in an office, nothing dangerous, no major issues coming up, and that way he could support Yisachar? So Rav Feinstein suggested that that wouldn't be good enough. He said because Zvulun is working very much off Emunah. Zvulun's job, when he works those many hours a day, then he writes Yisachar a check, says Rav Feinstein, it only works because Zvulun goes into these dangerous places to make money, and he comes out successful, and he doesn't drown in the Yam. And he says to himself, well, based on what? Why do I merit to survive, even though I went into a dangerous area? He says, because I'm a partner with Yisachar. So explains to Rav Feinstein, that's why Zvulun Taka had to work in a more dangerous type of field, in order for him to Taka continue his partnership. He says, because if his partnership would have ended, if Zvulun would have had a more of a cushy job and sit back with nothing going on, eventually he would fall off from the partnership with Yisachar. He'd say, come on, I do all the work and you get the money? What's the trade-off? When Zvulun goes out every day and he sees how dangerous it is, and he sees that he could have died one day in business, and the waters are not safe, and yet he comes back successful, and he says, I know why I'm succeeding, because I had this partnership. And therefore it's a motivation to continue the relationship. So writes Reb David Feinstein. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, we find, Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael reached Har Sinai, they reached the level of Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, a certain level of Achdus that they never reached earlier, seemingly. So I heard once in the name of my Rebbe, Reb Kalman Epstein, he said over once when he was Yom Kippur, he was in the hospital with his wife, who was Nebuch, very sick. She ended up passing away. She had cancer. So he was in the hospital together with a bunch of other from Jews for Yom Kippur. So they came down to Shul, and they asked him, said, "You're a rabbi?" "Yeah, I'm a rabbi. Maybe you want to give some, words before Ne'ilah." So he said, "Okay, I'll share some words with you." And what he said over was the following. He asked the Kasha, he said, "Really? Why is it that we believe the first time Klai Yisrael unified was at Har Sinai? You don't think there was Achdus when they left Mitzrayim? Can you imagine the unity when we left Mitzrayim? When we crossed the Yamsuf, there was no unity? Why was this the first time there was unity?" So he explained that there was unity. This wasn't the first time Klai Yisrael got together. He said, but the godless of this experience was Klai Yisrael got together not out of hardship. He said, yeah, Klai Yisrael got together. When they were suffering, we got together. When we were going through difficult times, Klai Yisrael got together. When people were in pain, Klai Yisrael gets together. Okay, that's one level. But the level of Kabbalah Soter was when Klai Yisrael unified, not because we were being oppressed, not because someone was chasing after us, not because someone was trying to kill us. We were just because things were going well, and we still unified to be one nation. So he said in his speech, he said, that's the godless of all of us here together, gathered in a hospital, not for a good reason. We're all here because people are suffering. And we unified over the day, we became close. But the godless is if we can stay close after the bad has passed. When things are good and things are going well, we should still be able to unify. That was the drasha that he gave. Rabbi Bender borrowed this drasha when he spoke later on about the situation in Eretz Yisrael, when the three boys went missing in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Bender used this story. He said over the same vort. He said, why is the Klai Yisrael only gets together when things are bad? When something terrible is going on, all of a sudden we unify, we're one nation, we're one people, but when things are good, we're all separate. That's not the way it's supposed to be. And that was Kabbalah Soter. Kabbalah Soter, it's Mavor in the Medrash. Kabbalah Soter only happened. It couldn't have happened without this. It wasn't that, it was nice that we got together, then let's have Kabbalah Soter. It was a Tanai before we had Kabbalah Soter, that if we wouldn't have reached this level of Ki'ish Echad, we would have not been able to have a Kabbalah Soter. So it's a very, very important message going into the Yom Tov of Shuas, where we talk about the idea of Achdus. It's nice to have Achdus, all the time, not only when things are bad, when things are negative, when there's a tzara, then we all, Baruch Hashem, we get together, which is a wonderful thing. But we should really try to get together when things are good. It's not always as easy. You're not compelled to want to be there for another. But that's really the nesoyin of the Yom Tov of Shuas. Today's shiur is about Birchas HaTorah, so it's worth mentioning the famous Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, Daf Pei Aleph. Of the Aretz, why did Klai Yisrael deserve the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, Shalai Baruch Hu B'Atayra Tchila. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So everyone asks, what do you mean they didn't make Birchas HaTorah? They learned the whole day. They learned 15 hours a day. So what they didn't make Birchas HaTorah? So the standard answer that is given is that there's a lot of reasons why people learn Torah. They can learn it for academic purposes. They can learn it because it's geschmack. It's mentally stimulating. Right? The famous story that they used to find Jews before the Holocaust, used to be sitting at bus stops on Shabbos, smoking cigarettes, waiting for the bus, reading Reb Baruch Beres and Reb Chaim's. Because they found it was stimulating. Definitely stimulating information. To read a geschmack Reb Chaim's definitely is intellectually stimulating. But how do you know if the Torah is really a part of you as opposed to just being something that's academic? The way you know is if you make a bracha first. So the Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilah means they didn't show that Torah is really part of their life. You can learn Torah because it's Divrei Elokim, or you can learn Torah because it's geschmack, it's enjoyable, it's fun, or you want to explore other studies. But that's not what Torah is about. So the Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilah means you have to first make sure that Torah is learned for the proper reasons. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, some of them Zayin, Shulchan Aruch writes Mefurish, a person has to be very careful of the Baruch Hu Brechas HaTorah. Mr. Bruch quotes B'Shem Deran in the Dharm, that if a person wants to know why he's not a Ben Torah, it's because he didn't make Birchas HaTorah properly. It's as simple as that. A person wants to be a Ben Torah. Today we're always looking for schoolers. How to have children that have been a Torah. We want to be a Ben Torah. So before we say Birchas HaTorah properly. And with Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilu, we show that Torah is important. We're not learning Torah for the sake of other reasons. We're learning Torah for the sake of Divrei Elokim. I heard once of Shat, Shle Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilu means they didn't give the Bracha of Torah first. And they used to give their kids brachas. I want you to grow up to be this, I want you to grow up to be that. So that was the first thing they told the kid to grow up to be. So the first thing, Shalai Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilah, they didn't give the first bracha to the kid, is you should be a Talmud Chacham and a successful doctor, lawyer, businessman. It was the other way around. First be a businessman, and after that you become the Talmud Chacham. Shalai Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilah was they didn't give the kids the brachas of first Torah, and then you'll do a parnasa. You have to do a parnasa. That's important also. But which one went first? That's Pshat in the Gemara, Shalai Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilah. But in any case, the Chashivas of Birchas HaTorah is definitely something extremely important, and it's something worth mentioning in the upcoming Yom Tov of Shavuos. With regard to today's shiur, I have to make a little bit of a disclaimer and an apology. I was under the weather for the last couple of days, still a little under the weather. I wasn't really all that able to learn the sugya properly. So I apologize if it doesn't come off as the way it should. It's not a reflection of the sugya. want everyone to realize that it's a geshmak sugya berachas haTorah. You could spend a lot of time in it, but due to the fact that when you have a bad head cold, the last thing you can do is lumdus. I tried it; doesn't go. Your head is just so filled up; lumdus doesn't go in, so it's pretty hard to do. But we tried to put something together over here. But again, it's a reflection of my lack of ability to get it together, not the reflection of the sugya. Secondly, I'd like to appreciate all those who let me have this little time to learn other sugyas during this time. You know, it's geshmak every once in a while I'll take a break and learn lumdus in Orach Chaim instead of lumdus only in Nezikin and in Nashim. I enjoyed it very much. They say about Shmuel Birnbaum that he went up with Ben Azman, he was on vacation. So he went to learn in South Fallsbury and he learned for 15 hours a day. So he said, what type of vacation is this? He said, it's geshmak, I get to learn chulin. When do I ever get to learn chulin? The Yeshivish Masechtas, it doesn't come up. So I thank you for those who allowed me to learn these geshmak lemudim in Orach Chaim that I don't normally get to learn in lumdus. We learn in halacha, but to learn in lumdus is very appreciative. The fact that there's a lot of Marmakamis is not a right to anything. Yaakov Kamenetsky, when he first started saying Shir and Tarvadas, so the Bachim were very unhappy with his style. Yaakov would say Shir, he'd say Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, and the Rishonim, and that was it. So the Bachim used to complain. They said, what happened to the Ktsois, the Sivis, the Kvegers, the Chaim? What happened to all that Geshmak of what we call raid? So Yaakov said, I said it in Rashi, you missed it. I spoke at the Kveger and Taisus, you didn't see it. The Bachim didn't like that. So one day, Yaakov shows up to Shir, and he mamish gives one of those, you know, really yeshivish raid shurim with the kvega and the sivis, all this. So one of the bachim asked me, Yaakov, what's pshat? He said, I'll tell you what happened. Last night I had a chasana. I had no time to prepare. So it was easy. I just put all the stuff together, and I throw it at you, and you think I said something big. On a regular night, when I prepare shit properly, I have much less sources, but I work it out better that you're really getting everything included in it. So the fact that there's a lot of sources just means that I threw things out, not necessarily that everything is perfectly worked out the way it should be. So I make that hakdama to today's shir. In any case, we'll try our best. The sugi that we're discussing today is Birchas HaTorah. We all know that before one recites Torah, one has some form of a din, they're supposed to make a bracha on the Torah. What we know today is Birchas HaTorah. Not to be confused with what we make when we get an aliyah and shul, that's a different type of Birchas HaTorah. That's not the Birchas HaTorah we're really focusing on in today's shir. Today's shir is really the Birchas HaTorah that we make as individuals in the morning prior to our own personal learning of the Torah. So on this sugya, there's three gemaras that really need to be seen properly. The first gemara is the gemara on brachas d'afchaval zokti gemara om Rav Yehuda. Minayin the brachas hamozon l'achreya min ha-teirah. How do we know that the idea of benching post a meal is a din d'araisa? Shenem, it says in the pasuk, v'yachalta v'savata, you'll eat, you'll be full, v'yirachta. And you make a bracha. So that's pretty clear cut. The Torah says you have to bench. Zokti gemara further, minayin the brachas ha-teirah l'faneh min ha-teirah. How do you know you have to make the brachas prior to learning midday rice? So Shemar, it says in the pasuk, "Kishem Hashem Ekra," because the name of Hashem I will call. Havu goyde alalokein. We will make it great. Okay. Zokti Rashi, what do you learn from this pasuk? Kishibo Moshe leftoyach b'divrei shira. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's introduction to Hazilu. Moshe Rabbeinu opened up with shira. Amar lehem Yisrael ani avarech tchila. I will open up with a bracha. Va'atem onu achrei amin. And you'll answer after it, Amen. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra bebracha. When I call out Hashem's name with a bracha, Atem Havu Goydel Elokeinu. You will raise up Hashem's name, but Amen with an Amen, which is really the Gemara in Yuma tells us is the source of the idea of answering Amen. Is learning that from this pasuk, which does present a little bit of an issue. That if so, how do you learn out two things from the same pasuk? How do you learn out from here Berachas HaTorah, and how do you learn out the idea of answering Amen on a bracha? That's an issue that Achreinim deal. But in any case, it seems like from the Gemara to drasha from this pasuk. The Gemara goes on, Amar b'yechel lamanu b'yechas ha-teira l'achireha. Now the Gemara says, not only is there b'yechas ha-teira before learning, there's a b'yechas ha-teira after learning. That after a person finishes learning Torah, he has to make a b'yechas ha-teira, which we obviously never heard of such a thing, right? Well, we'll get to that. But Rabbi Yechon at least thought there should be. Where does he learn it from? Again, this is some geshmak ha-cheshbainis that we're really going to quickly pass through, but it needs more discussion. The Gemara makes a kal v'chaymer. So the Gemara lemanu bechas ha-toyer l'achreya min bechas ha-mazen mikav v'chaymer. Based on a kav v'chaymer, I can come out that you have to learn, make a bracha when you finish learning Torah. What's the kav v'chaymer? U'bechas ha-mazen l'fenehah min bechas ha-toyer mikav v'chaymer. Now go the other way around. I can learn out that you have to make a bracha l'fenehah. Generally speaking, a bracha v'shein is a din d'rabban. So the Gemara, I can learn out that you have to make a bracha v'shein on a deraisa level from a kav v'chaymer from Torah. How does this all work? And the Gemara explains. Umam wasn't she ain't tonal fun of if benching that doesn't require at least midirais a bracha before it. Ta'un lacharov requires a bracha after, which is benching. Taira shetuna lafaneha. Taira which does require a bracha before doing it. Ain't din shetuna lachra. Shouldn't it also require a bracha post it? That's the first kavachim the Gemara makes. Then the Gemara flips it around. And you should have to bench before eating. Not bench, make a bracha. If Torah doesn't require a bracha after it, yet tuuna lefaneha requires a bracha before it. So mazish uton la'acherav. Bread that requires a bracha posted, ain't a din she uton lefanav. Should a kosher cane require a bracha before it? So what makes the Kav HaChomer in Rabbi Yechon's world that a person should have to make a birchas HaTorah after learning, a person should have to bench before eating? Now, in the Cheshbonus of the Gemara is clearly associating benching with birchas HaTorah. Now, right away, the first question in many of our minds should be, they're not comparable.
But there are only two brachas there, right?
That's true, but they might not be necessarily working the same way. Right? One is a birchas HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is a deraisa, but the bracha is probably not going to be the deraisa. L'chayra, this Gemara is interesting because the Gemara is associating benching, which we would deem a birchas hanenin, you're deriving pleasure, with a birchas hamitzvah, which is a birchas haTorah, which is really what today's share is about, is really understanding what type of bracha is birchas haTorah. So what's the Gemara's answer? Ikal mifrach, mal mozen shekein nene. I tell you, no, mozen is different because you derive pleasure. Umal haTorah shekein chay oilam. And Torah is different because it brings it to Olam Haba. So what? So if you look in Rashi over here, number 2, Dr. Rashi, Ikal Mifrach, Bitravayu. I can throw away both Kal V'Chomers for both Halachas. Kisha'ata Bolum Torah Min HaMazoin. When you want to learn out Torah from benching, Ikal Mifrach, Amal HaMazoin, Shekei Nene. Benching is different. The reason why you make a bracha achres, because you got pleasure out of it. And when you get pleasure, you have to make a bracha for the Hanoi that you derived. So they ask the famous Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer has a famous piece in his introduction to Iglei Tal. Every yeshiva bracha needs to know this. The Iglei Tal in his introduction writes, don't think that if you're enjoying learning, that's not called Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma doesn't mean you have to sit there and not enjoy what you're reading. That's not Torah Lishma. Says the Iglei Tal, when a person learns Torah and he gets a geshmak out of it and it's fun and enjoyable, that is Torah Lishma. Famous Iglei Tal in his introduction to the Sefer Iglei Tal from Avnei Nezer. So Frekta Avnei Nezer himself, someone asked him a shayla, he says, 1 second. So the Torah is Hanah. How can you tell me the difference between food and Torah? It's because food is Hanah. This is, I don't know, what do you mean? I thought Torah is Hanah. So he says, yeah, the Torah of Hanah is only at the time. While you're learning, it's Geshmak. Once you close the Sefer, it's over. By food, even after you eat, you're still satisfied, you're still full. So he learns the Hanah of Torah is only while you're actually learning it. When you're in the middle of the Sugya, then it's Geshmak. You close the Gemara, it's all gone. It shouldn't be like that, right? We always say you should keep it with you. But that's how the Adonizer in the Tshuva answers this kasha.
But wouldn't Hanah just justify making a bracha afterwards and not before?
By what?
Wouldn't that just justify making a bracha afterwards as opposed to before?
So before we know you're supposed to make a bracha. We're trying to figure out how do you know afterwards.
No, I understand that. It's only Hanah after you've experienced the Hanah.
Right.
So you wouldn't necessarily make a bracha in anticipation.
So clearly the bracha before it must be with a different reason.
That's
okay, good. That we will get to hopefully some point today. Then Rashi goes on, Ukishata Balum with Mozim in HaTaira, when you try to want to learn out Bechas HaMozim from Taira, Ikal Mifrach, I'll ask you a simple kasha. Malu Taira, Shekin Chaya Ilm Haba. Taira is different. Taira brings you to Ilm Haba. Taira has its own rules. So Moshe Shtenbach points out in the Sefer Pshat V'Yin, he says, why does Rashi have to say that? Or why does the Gemara have to say that? Why don't you just answer? You can't learn out Mozim from Bechas HaTaira, because Mozim is a Bechas HaNenin, and Bechas HaTaira is a Bechas HaMitzvah. They're not comparable, end of story. Why do you get so lumdish and say, well, I can't learn that from Torah, because Torah is Olam Haba, it's Nitzchias, it's very important. Forget that. You can't compare one mitzvah to the other, because one is a mitzvah sanenin, and one is a berachas mitzvah. So he wants to say, you see from this Rashi, that's not true. Maybe berachas haTorah is talking not a berachas mitzvah. Maybe it's more like a berachas haMazon, which we'll be nether deal with much more later. Is it because it's so chashev, that's why he gets a bracha prior to it. But any other activity that we do might not be deemed as important, doesn't get a bracha. That's a simple way of reading it. Al-Sitz Chashivas. There's another Gemara in Brachas, number 3. The Gemara says, a whole list of brachas that are deraisa. So the Gemara says, V'ein di elyin l'berchas ha-mazin. I know berchas ha-mazin is deraisa because it says, v'chalta v'savata. Berchas ha-tayri minayin. How do you know berchas ha-tayri is deraisa? Amrim Shmuel kal v'choymer. It's a kal v'choymer. Al-chayi shah mevarech. Versus to make a bracha on something like food, something that's not that important. You don't need to eat. It's nice to eat. You don't need to eat. That you make a bracha, so koshkin on Torah, you're not going to make a bracha. So from this gemara, it's mashma, that the chiyuv of birchas haTorah is not learned out from a pasuk of kishem Hashem Ekra, but rather it's learned out from kavachomer from benching. seems to almost be a contradiction to the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier sounded like it's a drasha, learned out from a pasuk. Here the Gemara makes it sound like the whole idea behind this is only learned out from a Kal Vachomer. And the Gemara slugs up this Kavach Haimer on Daf Chaf Aleph. So that's a big discussion over here. What's Pshat in this Gemara? That's right. It wouldn't be Shreya anymore because we're not learning it. We're learning it from the Kavach Haimer. Yeah, the Rashba learned that this Gemara was not discussing the Bracha Rishayna. It was discussing the possibility of having a Bracha Achreina. That's what the Gemara over means. V'in li'el Bracha Samoza means the Gemara thought that you should learn out from the Kavach Haimer that Torah should have a Bracha Achreya on it. Just like Bracha Samoza is a Bracha Achreya, and that's the Kavach Haimer.
Yeah. Every one of these should get a bracha according to that Gemara.
What do you mean? No, when you finish it. Right.
So kibud avim, glos hasar, shavus. All of them. He's saying that the reason why he gets a bracha is because he should just it should be the same thing. Everything listed there.
Right. No. Oh no, we say that the mitzvah of Torah is on its own level, right? We know that the mitzvah of Torah, although all the mitzvahs are give you arichas yomim, the mitzvah of Torah is in its own world. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Mishnah Eliyahu and Maseches Peah that every word of Torah is another mitzvah, right? The person learns, we always tell the yeshiva guys to try to motivate them to learn sometimes, right? The person learns a half a blad Gemara with Rashi and Tosfos, it's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. It's something very amazing. So we know that the mitzvah of Torah is on its own playing field. It's a different. Not sure. Okay, fine. That's this Gemara and Brachas. Let's see one last Gemara, and then we'll really get into the sugi over here of trying to understand this mitzvah. The Gemara and Brachas Daf Yiral says like this: Omer Yehuda Mashmur Hishkim the Shanis Ad Shalei Kari Kriyishma. If a person got up to learn before he yet read Kriyishma, so Tzarech Levarach is to make what we call Berachas Atayra. Mishikara Kriyishma. But let's say he already said Kriyishma. Meaning, he already said Birchas Kriya Shema, and he hasn't yet said Birchas HaTorah. So, Akhti Gemara, Ein Tzarech Levarech. He does not make another Birchas HaTorah. Shekva Niftar Ba'ava Rabba. Because he fulfilled his mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah through the Bracha of Ava Rabba. Okay. There's a Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes on the page over there in Brachas. The Yerushalmi says, one condition. You have to learn right after davening. You have to learn right after davening. So Tosfos over there asks Akasha, it's a long Tosfos. Tosfos over there asks Akasha, so why don't we have to learn after davening? Why don't we learn after we make Berachas HaTorah? Now again, in the world of Tosfos, they didn't have our Berachas HaTorah. They just made the Brachas. They didn't do El Dvarim Yivarecha. They didn't do that. Tosfos says that was later. That later, people said, let's do that to be Yotzei Deshita. But Tosfos says, the only reason why the Yerushalmi says you have to do that, that's if you're going to use Ava Rabba as your Berachas HaTorah. Because it's not really Berachas HaTorah. It's a backup Berachas HaTorah. So because it's a backup Berachas HaTorah, then you can use it only after you learn Torah immediately. However, says Tosfos, but for us, we say the real Berachas HaTorah, that you don't need to learn immediately. It's mavor in Tosfos that people didn't learn in the mornings. Same like Tosfos, people didn't learn until much later in the day. They daven, they went straight to work. There was no like in-between time to learn Torah. So Tosfos says, you'll learn Torah later, it's also okay. We'll see later, hopefully, that this is going to shed much light on the Machloikis. This Machloikis Tosfos, or Bavli and Yerushalmi, will be very negated to Lamdas of the Sugi. Yeah, so that's a shaila. The shaila is Kriya Shema itself a kim of Talmud Torah. So we spoke about this last week when we talked about Kriya Shema for the mitzvah of Kriya HaTorah to fulfill the mitzvah of Vigisa Yom V'Layla. The Gemara Menacha says that if a person learns Kriya Shema, he's making the mitzvah of learning Torah. If that would be the case, then it would seem to be that if a person says Kriya Shema, that would be learning, and he'd have to make a Berachas HaTorah prior to that. Huh? Oh, yeah, we're going to get to that hopefully a little later today. That whole shaila, it's always negate the slichas. Person gets up before slichas, does he have to make berachas atayr? We say a lot of psukim. Those psukim require berachas atayr. Hopefully, we'll tackle that sometime later today. So the gemara goes on. This is another important gemara. Zogdi gemara, Rabbi Omar. I figured that if we don't get to a lot of things, at least everyone has the Mar Mekayimus. They can learn it up on Shavuos, whenever else they want, and finish the sugya. Zogdi gemara, Vayter. Rabbi Omar, Rav Huno, the mikrut sarach levarich. For psukim of the Torah, you have to make berachas atayr. Well, the midrash ain't sarach levarich. If you're doing a midrashan, you don't need to make Berachas HaTorah. Interesting shita, only for Torah. Only for Torah Shebiksav, maybe not Nevi Meksuvim, but for the actual, the word of God, you have to make Berachas HaTorah. If you want to learn Chumash and Midrash, which means midrashan that elaborate and explain the pasuk that, but Mishnah ain't Tzarech, you want to learn Mishnah, you don't need to make Berachas HaTorah. No, if a person wants to learn Mishnah, he also. You want to learn Gemara? You don't have to make Berachas HaTorah. Amazing. You learn Gemara, you don't have to make Berachas HaTorah. Rav Amar, Afl Talmud Tzarech Levarach. Rav says, no, even for Gemara, you got to make Berachas HaTorah. The Gemara comes out, we make brachas for everything. This obviously needs a lot of explanation. What is this machlokes tali? This, that, what do you mean? Only Chumash needs it, and not Mishnayis, not Gemara. This needs a lot of explanation. The assumption would have been that all these activities, whatever you're learning, you're becoming mitzvah Talmud Torah. A person learns Medrash, a person learns Mishnah, of course he's becoming Talmud Torah. Why would there be a Havamina that he doesn't have to make a bracha Berachas HaTorah? This is one of the very bomb kashas on this Gemara. But we'll continue. Zog to Gemara, Mai Mevarich, what's the bracha of Berachas HaTorah? What's the text?
Very
good, very good. That's the mashal. We'll see in a second. That's one way out of it. So the Gemara says, "Mayim b'varach." What's the bracha? Amr Yehuda Mashmu Hashem Kedishanu Mitzvayis B'Tzivanu La Asoik B'Devitur. Hashem commanded us to be busy with the words of Torah. Rabbi Yechiel Mesayim B'Hachi. He ended off a Harav Na Hashem Elkeinu Zivis Arisecha B'Finu B'Fias Amcha Beis Yisrael V'Ni Anachtu V'Tzatzein V'Tzayis Amcha Beis Yisrael Kol Nidei Shemecha. Mishtabura writes on this bracha that a person should have in mind that he's davening for the success of his children. He wants his children, his offshoots, tzatzein, tzatzein, amcha, beis Yisrael, future generations, they should go in the right path. They say about the Chaim Kanevsky's mother, she used to daven for him even when he was already a big poisik. She used to daven that he should become a ben Torah, he should be a ben Torah, he should go in the ways of Torah. Okay? It's never too late to daven for one's children. So that's mamash, this middle bracha. The middle bracha is that we daven, that Torah should be sweet and our kids should want to learn, they shouldn't be busy with everything else in the world today has to offer. We want our children to go on the right path. Mishtabur brings down la halacha. A person's supposed to have this in mind. He also brings down that when we say nuvalot siyin, the words laman la yinigal arikav la neidah la bahala, a person should have in mind for the success of his children. His children should go on the right path. So you see clearly that throughout the davening, there's an extra emphasis on the success of our children. It's not easy to raise children, therefore we put emphasis on their hatzlach. There's another pshat in the Gemara. Baruch atah Hashem amalam yiter lama yisrael. Rav Mamuna amar, Hashem bacha bonu mikolo amim. It's a new bracha. Thank you Hashem who chose us from all the nations and gave us the Torah. Okay, we have to mention the famous kasha that everyone asks. We weren't chosen. We got it by default. Every morning we make this bracha. Hashem bacha bonu. You chose. You didn't choose us nothing. You asked everyone else and they said no. We were the last option. What's this big deal? We were chosen. So all the Mefarshei Hasidur ask this kasha. It's a very basic kasha going into the Yom Tov Shavuos. You have to ask yourself, what's the lashon of Hashem Baruch Habana? We were chosen. We weren't chosen nothing. No one else wanted it. No big deal. When you're the last to be picked, you don't feel very good. When you're the last guy to make the roster, and you know, no one else wanted to go to that team, it's not like, oh, well, lucky me. And even then we weren't so into it. Okay. That's more Shavuos Tikkatera. I'm sure someone will say Tera over it over Shavuos. But in any case, the Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Amamuna, Zuhi Me'ula Sheba Brachos. This is the nicest, the highest of all the brachas. Hilkach lememinu klukul. Therefore, we say all the brachas. Each one of these brachas are very different in the text of the brachas. The nusach of the brachas are fundamentally different, right? One bracha, asher bracha banu mikolam v'nasalanu is terasai. That's not even talking about learning Torah. That's talking about the idea we got a Torah. That's a nice idea, but nothing to do with the mitzvah. Lasik b'divrei Torah, that's talking about the actual mitzvah. The harivna is a beautiful bracha. But that's nothing to do with the actual learning of Torah. So it could be that each man, the Omer and the Gemara, that's saying his bracha, might have understood Berachas HaTorah fundamentally different. They each had their own spin on Berachas HaTorah. And that's why the bracha that they chose reflects how they understood the mitzvah of Berachas HaTorah. It's possible. The Gemara concludes we say all of them, so now we're really at loss, so where does that leave us? Are we chashish for all different opinions, or are we at a whole different understanding of the mitzvah of Berachas HaTorah? Okay. We'll be in to try to come back to these Gemaras and explain some of them in how they work out in the lumbus of the Sugya. The big Chakira over here is what exactly is Berachas HaTorah. Now, what are the options? There's Kanira three options. Either it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. Prior to doing any mitzvah, you make a bracha. Asher Kedishan Mitzvah Tzivan, you commanded me to do this mitzvah, so I'm about to do this mitzvah. So Berachas HaTorah, Torah is a mitzvah. So before I learn Torah, I make a bracha on the mitzvah of learning Torah. That's one possibility. The other two possibilities are either it's a Berachas HaShavach, I'm praising Hashem, thank you Hashem for giving us the Torah. What a beautiful thing like Torah, it's something very special, it's amazing. And therefore I'm thanking Hashem for the Torah. Now we've called that a Berachas HaShavach. The third option, which is really a spin-off of the second one, is it's a Berachas HaNenin. The Hashivas of Torah is so strong that before a person learns Torah, he must make a Berach on it. Because, as we'll see, the Biskarov and Reb Chaim use such wording of the Heftza of Torah needs a bracha. Torah itself is such an important thing, you can't touch it before you make a bracha. Those are the three possibilities in how to understand Berachas HaTorah. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe makes a good ha'ara. He says, I don't understand the Gemara and brachas. The Gemara asks, Minayin leBerachas HaTorah lefanei amin haTorah. He says, what type of kash is that? Why isn't there any Gemara that asks, how do you make a bracha before you eat matzah? How do you know there's a bracha before you shake loaf? Every bracha is a mitzvah. There's a din. You make a bracha before you're doing a mitzvah. Where's the Gemara coming over here? So he wants to say, you see from the Gemara over here, from the fact that Gemara singles out Berachas HaTorah from all other mitzvahs that we have, is that Berachas HaTorah is not a Berachas HaMitzvah. If it were to be a Berachas HaMitzvah, why is it getting so much more interest than any other Berachas HaMitzvah? There's no Gemara anywhere that says, how do you make a Bracha before shaking a wolf? Why is there no such Gemara? The answer is, we have a rule. Wherever we learn it from, it's not even so poshut, but we have a rule that every Mitzvah gets a Bracha prior to it. So from the fact that the Gemara goes out of its way and focuses on this Bracha specifically, so the Bava Chereba wanted to say, you see from here, that's not a regular Berachas HaMitzvah.
No, but the focus on the right.
That's exactly. That's the easy way out of it. The easy way out of it is right, and that's not true. Avad, when the Gemara wants to know that the Gemara somehow knew, I don't know how the Gemara knew this, but this bracha is the derais. So then, that doesn't make sense. All other brachas hamitzvahs only the rabbanon. If this brachas hamitzvah is derais, something's different. And that the Gemara answers is tackled on that from a pasuk. Right. And then we talk ask. And all over there we talk ask. Why is there no bracha?
No, we answer either it's too much or whatever it is.
So we'll have to see. Yeah. We'll have to see. Whenever there's no bracha on the mitzvah, there's always a follow-up question, why not? So why is the taka no bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So Torah says there is. So Pashtus, if you learned the Gemara, the first Gemara that we started out with, the assumption would have been is that brichas ha-Torah is a brichas ha-mitzvah. And it's deresa. Most brachas we have are all the rabbonim. All the brachas we make are the rabbonim, except for this one. This would be a bracha deraisa. It's learned from a pasuk. It's not like a regular bracha that's a derabban. It would be a deraisa. If you look in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's a little hard to read, but it's kedai to see each word. The Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah tesvav. This is where the Ramban goes with his own path versus the Rambam's path of mitzvahs. He writes, what's mitzvah tesvav, Dr. Ramban? Shenitztavinu lohoideis l'shmo yizbarach. We must give thanks and gratitude to Hashem all the time. Shenikra b'teira ala toiva ha'gdoyle sh'oisalonu. On the great good that He gave us. Sh'oisalonu b'tzitoi teresenu aleinu. By Him giving us the Torah. V'odienu ha'maisim ha'ratzuim l'fonov. And the Torah teaches us how to live a life that we're supposed to behave properly. Sh'behem nachal chai oilam habo. Through that we will merit oilam habo. So we're thanking Hashem for giving us this beautiful gift, the gift of Torah. Kashet nitztavinu b'bracha acha kol achila, just like we make a bracha after eating, kein nitztavinu b'zeh. So there's a lot of chidushim in this line in Ramban. First chidush from the Ramban, l'cha'ira, is that the Ramban holds its deraisa, because it's in the minyan ha-mitzvahs. It only makes it to the count of mitzvahs if it's deraisa. So clearly the Ramban held that b'chata teri is a mitzvah deraisa. That's chidush number one. Chidush number two from the Ramban is the chakir that we keep on talking about. Is it a b'chas ha-mitzvah? Is it a b'chas ha-shevach? It's clear from the Ramban, it's not a b'chas ha-mitzvah. It's a berachas ha-shevach. We're praising Hashem. We're thanking Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us this wonderful gift called Torah. It doesn't sound like a berachas ha-mitzvah to me. It sounds like it would be a berachas ha-shevach. I'm praising Hashem. Hoido, thank you for giving me such a beautiful thing. He even compares it to berachas ha-nedin. He says it's just like making a bracha after eating. A bracha after eating is not a berachas ha-mitzvah. A bracha after eating is a thanking Hashem. So therefore, he said, it sounds like from this Ramban, that it would actually be a berachas ha-shevach or a berachas ha-nedin, but it's not a berachas ha-mitzvah. Why is the Menachas Asher has a nice long piece, Kedake HaKadosh, on this topic? It's in Parshas Hazinu, if you want to look it up over the next couple of days. So in Parshas Hazinu, on the Pasuk of Kishem HaShemekro, that's where the Pasuk is brought down. So Rabbi Asher, why, since it's not Mochach in the Ramban, he thinks that could be the Ramban is telling you, yeah, of course, that's the underlining theme of many of our brachas, are thanking Hashem. But it could be it's still a Brechas HaMitzvah. That's what he throws in, even though he initially thinks that's correct, that the Ramban holds it is a Brechas HaMitzvah. He says that maybe not Mochach, maybe you're right. But the theme, the underlying theme behind everything is thanking Hashem. That's what we're doing. That's what it's all about. Even when we were shaking lulav, we're thanking Hashem for giving us lulav and giving us mitzvahs that are giving us Olam Haba and making us who we are, we're appreciating that as well. So it could be it's not a raya that it's necessarily a Brechas Shevach. But he thinks, Pashtus, that's the Shita of the Ramban. And then the Ramban goes on and he says,
Yeah,
that's the question of where that works its way, because he quotes it. First he quotes the drush that we made in the Gemara. Then he writes, So it sounds like he's quoting from the Kal V'Chomer and the Gemara. But then the Ramban throws in one line over it, which is very important. The Ramban asks, "V'chi tema? Maybe it's not a mitzvah. Why is it not a mitzvah? V'ein kosev ba bracha lefanav. Uma kosev ba. I'm sorry. He writes over here. It's hard to read it. He says, "La mitzvah achas im hakriya k'may shemikra bikurim ein a mitzvah achas im hava osoy v'sibitzis mitzrayim im achilas pesach." So he wants to tell you, don't tell me that really brachas haTorah is including the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Don't try to convince me that and say that there's no separate mitzvah called Berachas HaTorah. It's one big mitzvah. The mitzvah is to learn Torah. And before you learn Torah, you make a bracha. He says, why? Because I'll prove it to you that we have mitzvahs that are two separate mitzvahs. For example, bringing Bikurim and Kriyas HaBikurim, two separate mitzvahs. Then he gives a real funny one. Sibitzis Mitzrayim and eating Pesach. Two separate mitzvahs. Why don't you say they're all just rolled into one? Sakter and Bain, you see that there is some musig of two mitzvahs that are very similar, or you need one for the other, or they kind of complement each other, but they're still deemed two separate mitzvahs.
So what's the bracha on Sibitzis
Mitzrayim? We spoke about that a few years ago. There is no bracha on Sibitzis Mitzrayim. That's what we spoke about. So Zogter Ramban, that's my raya that I'm right, that it is an independent mitzvah and it's not included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, that's the sheet of the Ramban. Yeah, there's all terutzim, but Lamai said there's no regular structured bracha. So the Rambam seems to disagree with this Ramban. If you look in the Rambam does not count Berachas HaTorah as one of the mitzvahs. Does not make its way into the minyan mitzvahs of the Rambam. So everyone wants to know why doesn't it make its way into the minyan mitzvahs of the Rambam. So the easiest way is Kishem Hashem Ekra is only the Rabbanan. It's not Smachta. No, it's the Rabbanan. That's the easy way out. What's the more lomdish way out of it is the way the Rambam says not to say. Right? The other way of saying it is that really the Rambam holds it is the Raisa, but he holds it's packaged with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah gets counted, you don't count separately the mitzvah of Berachas HaTorah. What do you do with the kashas of the Ramban? So the Erech HaShulchan, right? So
to make Berachas HaTorah and not learn Torah? Am I the kind of mitzvah, I just get up in the morning, I want to be a freestanding Jew.
So it might be totally in what's the purpose of the mitzvah. If it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, then absolutely not, right? That doesn't make any sense. But if it's a Berachas HaShavach, it could be I'm still praising Hashem for the fact that you gave us this Torah.
Everyone else learning.
Or like the way the Ramban says, and I'll keep the laws. I'm all down for that. You know, there's a big discussion in the place when you have to make Berachas HaTorah before doing mitzvahs. So everyone asks, what's the Shaykh? The answer is, according to this Ramban, it's very move-on. Because the Torah is not just the Divrei HaTorah. It's the way of living our life. So if I'm doing something that's written in the Torah that I'm supposed to do to live my life, so maybe that's also included in Berachas HaTorah.
No, but you do it once a day in the morning and you're done. And
Echlami, the question is, let's say in the morning. A guy gets him in the morning, the first thing he wants to do is he wants to do a mitzvah. But so Shaykh is... Avada. If it's a shekel shon lasik b'divrei Torah, it doesn't make any sense, right? So that text of the bracha would sound like it's a berachas mitzvah.
Maybe that's why you make all three brachas.
Maybe we're chayshish v'al shittas, right? That's what we need to get to, hopefully. So the Aruch HaShulchan says he thinks this is not a raya against the Rambam. He writes like this: L'nitay te'inikin, the gam haRambam tsvile shemin haTorah. He thinks even the Rambam holds berachas haTorah is a bracha deraisa. There's a big nafkamina halacha. Mishnah Berurah discusses la halacha of a person is not sure if he said berachas haTorah. He's so half asleep in the morning, he wasn't sure if he made berachas haTorah. So does he make another one? So normally we say, Safik brachas lahakal. But maybe not. If it's a bracha, they're right, so you don't apply the rule Safik brachas lahakal.
Is that true? I mean, how do you understand Safik brachas lahakal? Is that just an offshoot of Safik Darabon Makula, or is it a separate...
Fair.
Because the other side is it...
it's also a shayla, right? Yeah. So Mishnah Berurah is totally in this machlokes rishonim. He says it's totally if berachas haTorah is deraisa or berachas haTorah is derabanan. Berachas haTorah is deraisa. Maybe it's totally not chakira also, right? In the lomdisha world, it's totally not chakira as well. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests doing. He says if you talk a subik, if you say berachas haTorah, either hear it from someone else. This is grad of morning geya. Let's say you're, it's really a steer Mishnah Berurah. Let's say you're not sure if you're mechuyev in berachas haTorah. You don't know if you mechuyev in berachas haTorah. You weren't sure if you slept enough that night. You know, you didn't sleep enough. So it's a shtickel safik. So what type of safik is that? Is that a safik deraisa or is that a safik derabon? The problem is there's a steer in Mishnah Berurah about this. The Mishnah Berurah seems to hold it's a different type of safik. Acharei talk about it. But in any case, these shailos do come up. We have a safik in berachas haTorah. It could be something that needs to be dealt with for halacha, but we're dealing with it.
You look it up in the middle of the night.
Right. First you should learn everything before he goes. No, it's past. It's only considered b'diavad. Shail is why, but lamaisa it's considered b'diavad. So if a person is mesupik about berachas haTorah, the best option would be to say it in Avi Rabba, or the Mishnah Berurah says hear it from someone else. So every once in a while, you'll look around and you'll hear some guy asking someone else to be moitzim berachas haTorah. That's because he stayed up all night. I don't know what he was doing. For I know he was watching a movie. I have no idea what he was doing, but he stayed up all night.
What's the difference? It doesn't make a difference what he was doing. He just
didn't sleep. The only thing is, there's a kivega. That's like shtuk negate shuas. It's a famous kivega. I know people don't work with him. Kivega says if you sleep in the afternoon, then avadi yechayv and berachas haTorah. So all those people take naps on erev shuas. I've got it not so lucky. I don't get to take naps on erev shuas. I have to babysit. But for those people who are zeich to take naps on erev shuas, so I don't know. Everyone comes to shul the next morning with all these shailas. Yeah, berachas haTorah. Torah, no brachas. Kvege says it's not a shayla. You slept in the afternoon, you're good to go. I don't know why no one slept mechandesh on kvege, but in any case, so same thing also. Kvege holds, if a person sleeps in the afternoon, without a doubt, he can make brachas Torah in the morning without any shayla. Okay.
So I was afternoon also. You have to get up.
No, no. If you sleep in the afternoon, then you stay up the following night.
Oh, the whole way.
Okay. Then you don't have. Then there's no shayla. That's what kvege writes. If you sleep in the afternoon, because machlokes with shayla, if you make a bracha brachas Torah, if you sleep, stay up the whole night. So kvege says, but if you slept the day before, and then it's pasha, it takes everything off. And yeah, you sure do.
The day before, so
yeah. Okay, we dealt this one year. We dealt with this lahalacha. This year we're dealing with an alumnus. I mean, they don't have to answer any questions. Okay, good. So our Chasuchim writes like this. He thinks it's pashut that the Rambam shita is that it's a brichas atari. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Aye, why is it not in the count? Zok to our Chasuchim elo the svirulech is el chelik mechalka mitzvah deliman atari. This is part of the mitzvah of learning. Well, mitzvah achasi, it's one mitzvah. Which means the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, according to the Rambam, is not just to learn Torah, it's to make a bracha on it prior to learning the Torah. I frekt Aruch HaShulchan, Ma Shehevi, Ramban, Raim, Mikra, Bikurim, V'havu also shem shnei mitzvahs. The fact that the Ramban himself bavarned this possibility, and he proved to us, you can't say this from the fact, that bringing Bikurim and reading the Parsha of Bikurim are two separate mitzvahs. V'chein tzibis is b'sayim machilas ha-Pesach. Set Aruch HaShulchan, Temani. And mamash don't understand this Ramban. To hasam heim b'shnei itois. They've done it two different times. V'yesh hefsik ben zeh l'zeh. They take place at different times. You bring the Bikurim up, and then you recite the Pesukim. Ma'ashegi brechas atayim mechuyiv lo mitzas tekev achar ha-bracha. You have to learn right after the bracha. K'moshe yizbar, v'imkin a mitzvah achasi, it's one big mitzvah. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan learns the Rambam Shita, that there's no machlokes rishonim, is it a deraisa d'rabbanan? Everyone agrees, it's a bracha deraisa. As it learns the Aruch HaShulchan. So the brechas Avram, Ravam Erlinger in Rosh Hashiva in Kol Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he wants to say, based on this Ramban, we can now explain one of the Gemara's brachas we started out with. We started out with the Gemara and brachas. We didn't really understand the Gemara, why the Gemara is a machloikis, on which type of learning requires a brachas of Torah. It's all Torah, what do you mean? Everything's Torah. Everything's the Gisba Yom Valayla. Everything's the Kim of Talmud Torah. So if it's the Kim of Talmud Torah, shouldn't you make brachas of Torah? So he says no. He writes, Yeshu Yashu Lefishitas Ramban. Thinks if you hold like this Ramban, then the Gemara and brachas makes more sense. Why? He says, Shezeb brachas hoidosh echayovim levarach koidim alimud. He says that if you learn it's a brichas ha-shevach, then it's not so shver to read the Gemara. If it's a brichas ha-mitzvah, then the Gemara is very hard to learn. Every part of learning is a mitzvah. Whether it be Mishnayis, Gemara, Midrashim, it's all Torah, so then you should make a brichas ha-mitzvah. But says the brichas Avram, it's not a brichas ha-mitzvah, it's a brichas ha-shevach. Well, okay, fine, so we're praising the fact that we have a Torah. So why don't Gemara and Midrashim count? So he says, based on the Marsha. The Marsha says that what's the Drasha? Because kishani kairi b'Torah, she kula shem o'shal kodesh baruch. When it says the pasuk Shem Hashem Ekra, it's referring to the fact that all the Shemis are in the Torah. So therefore, what Shem Moisim Shal Gashvach Hu Kiseh Midrashes. Therefore, he says Imkei Shabi Yeshmakom Lahavin Shizelem Erak Alat Torah Shebeksav. So Meil Zokt, if you learn like the Ramban that we're making a brichas Hashevach, so then one could say that the Shevach is only on the real Torah that was given, the one that has Shem Moisim Shal Gashvach Hu in it. It's not about Talmud Torah. If it's about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then all Torah should get the brach. However, if it's more of a brichas ha-shevach, they're praising Hashem for the fact that, the way the Mashal learns it, that his names are written in the Torah, so then it's move on, says the brichas Avram, why you only make on Torah. Now, if you learn like the Ramban himself, it's shtekel shver, because the Ramban said that the galus of Torah is how to live our life. You need Mishnayis and Gemara in order to live your life, right? If you read a pasuk kipshuto, the Torah is benenecha, you put the tefillin over here. That's not going to get you too far. You need Gemara, Torah Shel Ba'al Peh, you need all that to know how to live your life. So I would have argued with the Shtekel Torah. I would have thought, according to the Ramban, if it's a Shevach Avodah, and not just the fact that we have a Torah, that we have a Torah as a guidebook to living life, then we need all that we can get out of the guidebook to live life. Should all be included in this brach.
The Ramban also has a sheet that all the
yes, correct. That's right.
That's why even a single letter is missing.
That's why they make this. They mitzayin to that Ramban Chumash to this piece over here.
In terms of Torah, you should make it after you learn, not before. Like you see thunder, like thunder and lightning or rainbow.
I hear.
Afterwards, not before.
Could be. Again, we'll see. Maybe that there's a difference between thunder and lightning and Berachas HaTorah. Hopefully. Sometimes you don't always have the option.
Well, you see lightning, you know thunder's coming.
Yeah, but you don't appreciate it yet.
You don't know.
Okay. So let's go a little further with this shayla of trying to understand what type of bracha it is. There's a Beis Yosef in Simon Memzayim we quoted Chuvas Rashba, number 8. Chuvas Rashba asks the following shayla. Shaylas, kishanu mevarchim al ha-Torah b'chol ba'ikim, lo me'in anu mevarchim la'achreel. Why is there no bracha afterwards? Why is there no bracha after learning Torah? So we would have thought, what type of kasha is that? Why should there be? So the truth is, because we saw the Gemara brachas. Rabbi Yechiman thought there should have been. Rabbi Yechiman was big gung-ho on having a brachas ha-Torah after learning. So the Rashba was asked, why is there no bracha post-learning Torah? Listen to the Rashba answers. Zog the Rashba, kriyas ha-Torah mitzvah, ve'im avarchen ha-mitzvahs lachrayim. Because it's a mitzvah. You never make a bracha on a mitzvah post a mitzvah. So that's Mefarshei Rashba. The Rashba seems to be saying that Berachas HaTorah is a Berachas HaMitzvah. And because there's a Berachas HaMitzvah, that's why there's no bracha prior. It's simple, go home, very geschmack. So the Rashba seems to hold it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. The problem is, if you hold it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, how do you learn the Gemara and Berachas Tafir Aleph? Why do you learn that only Mishnah and all these other ones get it? If it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, everything should get it. So if you look in the Rashba over there, he kind of mushes with this. If you look in the Rishayim and Tafir Aleph, I thought I put it on the page, apparently I didn't. If you look in the Rishayim over there, there are all the Ritva, the Rishayim, they all learn the Gemara over there, interestingly. When the Gemara discusses what Torah needs, they all learn the point is we're all trying to play off of Torah Shebek Saf. The Milo of Mishnah is it explains Torah Shebek Saf. And the Milo of Gemara, it explains also Torah Shebek Saf. Everything's about Torah Shebek Saf. Gemara explains Torah Shebek Saf, because the Gemara makes drushes and how to learn the Bek Saf. Which means even on the tzad of the Gemara that you're making it only on specific things, it's not because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's because the bracha was nesakir only on Torah Shebek Saf. They'll have to figure out why. Either like the Berachas Avraham, the Mashah, figure it out. But the point is, the reflection of the Brach is not a reflection on the Maisa Mitzvah, it's a reflection on what type of learning were they Masak in the Brach.
But how would that question work? So that's
the Beis Yosef's answer. So the Beis Yosef says, technically it's not in the Geir. He writes, V'al tishivein im Kriyas HaTorah, don't ask about Kriyas HaTorah, because then after Kriyas HaTorah we make another Bracha. So we would have said, that's not Talmud Torah. We spoke about this last week. That might not be Talmud Torah. So he says over there, the bracha is only because those people might walk in the middle and not know there was a bracha before. But then the Beis Yosef answers himself. Even if there'd be a klal, l'chol ha-Torah kula, that you make a bracha post the mitzvah loy kasha, the kiven the mitzvahs, he gives a Torah, he kol ha-yoyim v'chol ha-layla, v'ein shosh, in a chayv l'asik v'torah, loy shayach l'varach achra. Says the Beis Yosef, it's practically never negated to make the bracha. That's the kash. So Matan Yom Tov asks on the Beis Yosef, what are you talking about? When you go to sleep for the night, you're done. Why don't you make a bracha then? That's a big tumult in the Achrayim. That's a big discussion. Yeah, maybe. They talk about it. That's a big shiloh. That's a good discussion. How to learn this. How to learn this Beis Yosef. But what I want from this is that clearly this machlokes b'shanim is screaming to us the shiloh. Is it a berachas hamitzvah? Or is it a different type of a bracha? Now, keep in mind, the Beis Yosef was not really committal over here. You can't bring me right what the Beis Yosef held. He just said, even if it would to be a berachas mitzvah, it's not negeya. Does that mean the Beis Yosef really holds it as a berachas mitzvah or not? Keep that in mind, as we'll try to bring right to various shitas in the Shulchan Aruch.
Is it not possible to have a combination of both?
That's probably what it's going to be, right? That's usually what happens with these hakiras. A little bit of both. Yeah, it ruins all the geshmak. But yeah, that's probably what it's going to be. But over here, it might even be that because if you see each three brachas are so different, it might be clear that that's what the Gemara answers. Therefore, we say all of them because they're all true. There's an element of mitzvah, element of shevach, an element of all that, and that's why the brachas are so different. Okay, well, hopefully get to that at some point today. Now, the way the Achrayim, again, this is mainly Rabbi Asher Weiss's Mahalach, is he wants to suggest that maybe we have rise to this from many halachas in Berachas HaTorah. So he says, let's start with number 9, for example. Number 9, the Mechaber writes, Noshim v'rechas Berachas HaTorah. We know the women make Berachas HaTorah. So Dr. Mechaber, women make Berachas HaTorah. Why? Women have no mitzvah Talmud Torah. They have absolutely no mitzvah Talmud Torah. So if women don't have mitzvah Talmud Torah, why do they make Berachas HaTorah? So the Magen Avraham comes to the defense. He says, that's not true. Women do have a mitzvah Talmud Torah. Dr. Magen Avraham, Tocha Yevis Lomad Dinim Shalahem. They need to learn what's relevant to them. They got to know brachas and kashrus, which they end up learning better than most of the boys. They learn brachas and kashrus and tash mishpacha, whatever else they need to know. They have to know. All the loisah says they have to know. They should learn ezur neshach, just like we learn ezur neshach, right? They have to know they can't do ribbis, right? They have the mitzvah tamat. They have the mitzvah tamat for those things that are negated.
Torah lishma,
huh?
Is that Torah lishma? Lumo ramanas lasos.
Yeah, they talk about it.
Would that require
bro?
That's one
shot
in.
Yeah, that's true. So they have the kasha. What happened to mitzvah shloshma balishma? The answer is because over there they never planned on coming lishma. They never intended turning it around. Yeah, that's a kasha.
So why can't you say like an Iver, they make pokei achivrim because other people others have vitality.
So again, that might depend on what the type. But again, would you make a bracha on a drink that someone else is drinking because you know now that he's good. So it's gonna be so that's why it's gonna be tali. And how do we understand this bracha? So the mechaber and according to the Magen Avraham clearly seem to be screaming it's a berachas hamitzvah because the Magen Avraham is trying to explain how are they in this mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham has to justify women being in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by saying they do have a chiv of Talmud Torah. And that's why you can justify women making Berachas HaTorah. However, comes along the Gra, number 11, Taina de Vilna Gaon, he says, V'dvreim d'chuyim ikam upon him. This Mechaber Shulchan Aruch is pushed away for many reasons. Ukra tziva, ulimadetem, kratzavech, the pasuk screams, ulimadetem es b'neichem, v'lois b'neiseichem. Frek de Gra, what are you talking about? It's not correct. You, the Magen Avraham, said women have to learn those halachas that pertain to them. It's not true. They don't have to learn those halachas. They have to keep those halachas, but they have no mitzvah to learn about it. They have no mitzvah to learn about how to take off challah or how to keep Shabbos. They have to keep Shabbos. And they'll ask a shayla how to do it. They have no mitzvah to learn how to do it. Which the fees as Yisayistik and Machloig is Gra and Magen Avraham, the women have a chi of Talmud Torah and those mitzvahs that pertain to them. According to the Vilna Gaon, they have no mitzvah. And he says, I'll prove to you, the Pasuk says, there's no mitzvah to teach your daughter's Torah. If there was a chi to teach your daughter's Torah that are relevant, so why doesn't it say, don't teach your daughter's lumdis, but teach them practical halacha? Says the Gaon, you see from here that there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah whatsoever.
Yeah, therefore. That puzzle only for like Torah Lishma. And
then,
but obviously, how are you
going to
know to do the mitzvah?
You'll ask a shayla, you'll ask someone, they'll tell you what to do.
And that's not a mitzvah.
And that's, I mean, that, they get maybe shayla, hechsha mitzvah. If I could only do the mitzvah, that's a more of a loaded question with this Vilna Gaon. So I think this Vilna Gaon is important for a lot of reasons in the sugya of Talmud Torah. Says the Vilna Gaon, so how do I understand the Mechaber? So why does the Mechaber say women make bechas Torah? Zok the Gaon, it's only if you hold, the women are allowed to make a bracha, the mitzvah shas man grama. The same way a lady makes a bracha on something she's not obligated to. So here also. So according to the Vilna Gaon, a Svardish lady wouldn't be allowed to make brachas Torah. Since Svardish women don't make brachas on mitzvahs that they're not mechoyivin, and she's not mechoyivin Talmud Torah, she wouldn't make the bracha of Talmud Torah, of brachas Torah. So says Rabbi Shavuot, what's the din over here between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon? So you want to say the Machloekis is telling how do you understand the bracha of brachas Torah? If it's a brachas mitzvah, then the Mechaber and Magen Avraham are very clear. They have to justify how do you make it women are mechoyivin Talmud Torah. So you have to say the reason why women are mechoyev in Talmud Torah is because they have a tzivui. However, he said
they don't learn those halachas that day according to them.
They were mevatel mitzvah. Let's say same way if we don't learn one day, we were mevatel mitzvah.
No, but they would they be yotzei also kriyashma because they don't do the mechoyev.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they would have that option. Yeah, I don't know if that would be an option. So l'chayra, according to this, so what would be the other option about women? You say that women can make brachas Torah not because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. As the shabach vaydav, the beauty of Torah. That maybe they can also make a bracha. Although they're not mechuyev in the actual learning of the Torah, they can make a bracha on the shabach, the beauty of the idea of Torah. Again, Torah dictates their life as much as it dictates our lives. Maybe we have more restrictions and details. But therefore, l'chayra, that would be the understanding of why women could make a brachas Torah even though they don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
What's that different than rule of anything else?
Because that's, it's, oh, because when we run into a problem, because in the Rambam Shita, we're going to run into that in a second, the famous Biskarov, we'll come to in a second. The reason why I say it's the famous Biskarov, everyone calls it the Biskarov. It's really a Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch said it first. But okay, they quote it B'Shem Abchaim, but the Menachas Chinuch, I think, said it first. If you look at number 12, the Menachas Chinuch in Parshas Akif, in the midst of benching, he bavorns this kasha. He asks, it's Mevorsham, the Noshim Chayeves Levarech, Emken Huava the Vodim. He said, Tzorchin, Kim the Ena Chayevim, Mitzvah Lima Torah, Lama Chayevim. Why are women mechuyev in Berachas HaTorah if they have no mitzvah to learn Torah? Even though they have to learn those halachas that pertain to them, like the Magen Avraham, not like the Gra, it's not because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, hadinim shalahem. It's just so they should know what to do, but it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Efshe says the Minchas Chinuch, k'may Berachas HaMazon, she'ein a mitzvah la'echol, rak ha'Torah tzivso shem yo'ochal yivarech, what's that nusach? Again, the Menachas Chinuch is comparing it to benching. Who else compared it to benching? That was the Ramban. The Ramban, when learned Brichas HaShevach, he compared it to benching. So Menachas Chinuch is suggesting maybe that's what Torah is also. Torah is like benching. That, yeah, you don't have to eat, but if you eat and you get over there again, there's always a hanah by eating. And the question is, you have to assume there's a hano here also, that there's a hano out of learning Torah, so therefore you have to bench. What? Gemara compared it to. So here you clearly see the Menachas Chinuch suggesting that the reason why women make a bracha on Berachas HaTorah is not because it's the Berachas HaMitzvah, because the nature of the bracha is the Berachas HaShevach. And they also have to give Shevach, or a nene, when they learn Torah. And then he goes further and he says, Achal kol panim hanusach asher kidushon alasav de Torah tzarachin. So this is all nice and dandy for the other parts of the bracha. How do you say Hashem? You were not mitzvah l'asik b'divrei Torah. It's not true. You had no commandment to toil and learning. You had a commandment to, you could say, Hashem b'chabanu, you chose us, you gave us this beautiful Torah. That's all fine. But you can't say the words, you commanded us to learn the Torah. It's just not true.
That's a question on all the brothers.
No. Right. I mean, he's saying over here, if you're going to tell me that this is a Birchas HaShevach and not a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore you could justify why they make it, but you're going to get stuck with the Nusach V'Asher Kedushon L'Asik with the Visser.
So they don't make that bracha.
Yeah, according to him, they're not going to make that bracha because it doesn't fit with his understanding. He writes over here, Tzarechi in Eich Efshem, Ach Efshem V'Asher Bracha Banu, to who Shevach, here Imam says it before ish, that the bracha V'Asher Bracha Banu is a Birchas HaShevach, M'chuyavim K'may Birchas HaMazon,
And therefore he says, women can even be mighty a man. But Halacha discusses this. If a lady can even be mighty a man, his chiv of the bracha of Bechas HaTeira, it's telling him what their chiv is. So this minchas chinuch, l'chayr, is screaming lomis that we're saying now, that this tzad that holds a woman make Bechas HaTeira is not like the Moshe, the way the Magen Avraham learned, because they the etzim have a chiv of Talmud Torah. They don't have a chiv of Talmud Torah. They're making the bracha because it's a Bechas HaNenin, a Bechas HaShevach, or the beauty of Torah, the sweetness of Torah, and that's why they can make the bracha. There's another raya that Achrenim want to bring from another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In 14, the Mechaber writes, "Maharib b'divrei Torah." That's a person gets up in the morning, no svarim, but he's thinking and learning. He's thinking about a sugya, a chakira, a shaila, whatever. He's thinking and learning the whole morning. Never opens a sefer, no paper, no nothing, not even any learning on script. It's all up in his head. So he didn't make brachas atayr. So zok the Mechaber, "Maharib b'divrei Torah." Ain't tzarich levarich. Brachas atayr is not necessary. Why not? You can tell me if a guy thinks of learning, he's not Mekayim Talmud Torah.
Well, we could have sat here all morning and not said a word, just listened.
Right, so Shadows, would you have had to make Brechas HaTorah? Is that the same thing as Mahara? No verbal. At a Talmud of mine once asked me, he said he learned a whole Masechta and a Siyam, but he never said the words out. He read it like this. He used the article on the side, whatever, okay. He read like this, like a book. He never once verbalized one word of the word. So Shadows, can he still make a Siyam? So that those who want to tell him, it's totally in the Shadows. They quote B'Shem of Chaim Knievsky that he held like that. It's totally if you Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah without Dibur. I don't think it's telling that. I think it's a whole different sug. And I told the guy he couldn't make a scene. But in any case,
no, but Michali, it could be a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but that's not the kind of Talmud Torah that requires.
Ah, okay, good. That's what we're going to get to in a second. Right. We're going to get to that in a second. But the Mechaber writes what he writes. The Mechaber says clearly, HaMahar B'Divrei Torah, a person thinks in learning, he does not need to make Brechas HaTorah. Comes along the Magen Avraham and he says, why? The hero loved Kedibur Dami. There was no talking. It doesn't count. It's not talking. Okay, so it sounds like that you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah through here. Mm-hmm. If a person sits a whole day long and thinks about learning, it might not be good enough. So comes along the Vilna Gaon, number 16, Zek the Vilna Gaon. I don't understand. He says over here, V'chol she'ene oyim etama shodover shadiba have a kiri, l'chim b'chol mokum shemit l'har gam ze mutter, k'ma shikasa l'kam on pei dalet, avo kol ze tzarechin, t'kam b'varach ala mitzvah, v'chilek a mitzvah behir. In fact, the Vilna Gaon, what's going on over here? You tell me you're not the kind of mitzvah of Yigisa B'Yom V'Layah through here, Divrei Torah? So the Shaila is again, what's it tully in? Is it tully in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah getting a check for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Or is it tully in something different? So here's where it gets a little bit more complicated, because one would have suggested that if it's tully in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Mechaber is not denying the obvious. The Mechaber knows he hates the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you learn through Hira. He's not denying that, right? He agrees that when a person learns through Talmud Torah through Hira, he's also the kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So why is this not sufficient to make a bracha on the Torah? So if you look in the Minchas Chinuch says, I'll tell you why. So the Minchas Chinuch, he says, the Mekomakim lo mitzinu bracha al hirur. We never make a bracha on hirur. We never make a bracha on something that's in your heart. Kimoi bitul chametz belev. Just like you don't make a bracha on bitul chametz, that's something that's done in your heart. There's no maisa done. So hirur is no maisa. That's why there's no bracha on hirur. So they want a tiny, that's Mechaber l'shitose. The Mechaber who says there's no bracha on Divrei Torah is not because it's Hira laf kedibur dami. It's because you don't make a bracha on Dami Shebehira. That's why the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Paskas, Beis Yosef writes, there's no bracha on Bitul Chametz, l'shitose, because something which is only Behira, something which is only in your heart, doesn't get a bracha. Not because you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Avada you Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. No doubt you Mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But it's a technical problem. You can't make the bracha because the brachas were only in the sakin on things that have an action, not things that are just a mice. That's what Achrenim want to say.
You're in a place of Macha Matuna.
Correct. That's right.
But you also be dying from the pasuk.
Very good. So that's a Shagasayah. Shagasayah, it's in the Chavdalid, says none of this is Nageya. Shagasayah says that the reason why you don't make a bracha on here is because it doesn't fit the narrative of the pasuk. The pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you will read. So Zokta 17, the Shagasayi writes that since it says in the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra, El Adomi the Kriyshma the Hir Lav Kedib Dami Mishum the Kivin the Afino the Brechas Atayi Lefaneh Mikra the Chsev Kishem Hashem Ekra Kivin the Chsev Ekra Haynu Kman the Chsev Dibur Dami. It's like the Torah went out of its way and says talk Kishem Hashem Ekra when the name of Hashem is read Havu Goydol Alakein Haynu Dibur. Right. So over here he's saying that even though maybe here a kedibah dami, and it's like you learned, but over here there's a specific drasha from the Torah. There's a specific drasha on the Torah that over here it doesn't work. And Minchas Asher points out that if you go back to Rashi's chat in the pasuk, this doesn't work. Rashi learned Kishem Hashemekra is not talking about when we learn the Torah. Kishem Hashemekra is when Moshe Rabbeinu declared, then Havu Gaidel Elokeinu, then we make a bracha. So the Ekra is not talking about what we learn. The Ekra is referring to the other way around. So Rabbi Shawai says, according to Rashi, this Shagasari doesn't make too much sense. Okay.
Also, you have the potential of all these people making brachas of the Torah if they don't do what they would be required to do to fulfill the bracha, right? So if I make my bracha and my intention is to learn a certain way and I don't...
Then, Ham, you could run into a potential problem.
Right.
So yeah, 100%.
But I won't know until afterwards.
That's true. That's the problem. There's a famous Briskerov. Again, I apologize, I couldn't get it on the page. I quoted the Stipler's way of quoting the Briskerov. There's a famous Briskerov in Hilchas Talmud, in Hilchas Brachas, where he's asking a kasha from the quotes B'Shem his father. There's a famous Shita Sarambam. The Rambam holds women don't make a bracha on mitzvah say that they're not mechoyvim. Famous Shita Sarambam. Famous Shita Shulchan Aruch. Yet the Rambam passes women make a bracha on the mitzvah of Bechas Ater. So for Reb Chaim, how do you make these two things work? So the way Reb Chaim says it is because it's not a Bechas HaMitzvah. The exact wording of Reb Chaim is that the Bechas HaTorah ain't a brach al kima mitzvah shal Talmud Torah. Rak to hudin b'fnei atzmoy the Torah by brach. It's a separate din. The Torah needs a bracha. We learn from a pasuk. Imkein ain't the din shayich l'hamitzvah klal. Rak that Torah atzmoy to unim bracha. V'nashim p'turah is rak mehamitzvah shal Talmud Torah. Women are exempt from the mitzvah, but they're not exempt from what we call the chetz of Torah. So what does this Reb Chaim sound like? It sounds like to the Menachas Chinuch. That the reason why you make a bracha on the mitzvah of Torah, even though you're not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, is you're not making a bracha on the mitzvah, you're making a bracha on the essence of the Torah, the chashivas haTorah, the beauty of the Torah, like the Ramban. So that's the way Reb Chaim got out of this kasha of the Rambam Shita. Not like we're suggesting now some other creative pshatim, but the way he got out of the Rambam was by saying that it's like the Menachas Chinuch. The Stipler Grata doesn't like the Tzushtal over here. He says he doesn't think it's true that you're not allowed to make a bracha behira. He thinks you're only not allowed to make a bracha behira if it's a bechas hamitzvah. A bechas hamitzvah is not done on a davar shebehira, but a bechas hashevach can be done on something that's tvarim shebelev. So he thinks that's right to tell in the shayla. If you're going to answer that the reason why you don't make a bracha on bechas haTorah a behira is because on a hero you don't make a bracha, it's not true. That's only if the hero is a bechas hamitzvah. If it's be a bechas hashevach, you would be able to.
Rabbi, is the issue that you're saying Shem Hashem Levatol?
Yeah,
Chayra. So what's by davening? Remember, it's a sign of growth, but everybody needs rachamim.
So that's one of the pshatim that he gives.
God's name a thousand times.
That's one of the pshatim that he made damit to tefillah. And that's why they're mechoyiv as well into Bechas HaTorah. That's one of the pshatim they suggest. Okay, I want to wrap up with one last pshat because it is getting late. The rest of the pshatim, I think everyone, kedai to go through a beautiful piece from Rabbi Yashiv and Yeshua, Mesachas Brachos. We'll wrap up with a nice mahal from Rabbi Salavechik. Salavechik suggested pshat in the Rambam. He wanted to say like this: what's pshat in the mechaber that a maharib of the Torah doesn't make a bracha? Right, the Vilna Gaon's kashi mekayim Talmud Torah. So Salavechik suggested like this: there's two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of lulmoid ululamid. It's not sufficient just to learn; you have to give over as well. Give over. So Meila Zaktiv Salavechik imkayim, if you learn it by the hearer, you're not mekayim the mitzvah in its completeness because you're not giving over to anyone. Just between you and yourself, there's no one giving over. So that's why you don't make a bracha instead of Salavechik. Because there's taka chesaron in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not hamitzvah bishlei musa. You didn't complete the whole mitzvah. Because the full mitzvah has two parts to it. And therefore, since the mitzvah is only done halfway, that's why there's no bracha. That's what Salavichik wanted to say. I guess when you at least make it shaykh, even though if I'm learning by myself in my house, and no one else is there, right? No one's going to come learn. I just want, if for all those who didn't have a chat, the last source, I think, is Gevaldik, Menachas Asher. He quotes the Degel Machane Ephraim and Pashas Bishal, who brings from the Baal Shem Tov, who says that when the Gemara says, Ama of the Oretz, Shalei Baruch HaBatari Tchila, he says, because they didn't make the bracha of the Harivna. They made the brachas, they didn't make that one bracha that we ask Hashem, make Torah sweet, make it Geshmak, that was their downfall. If you don't dive to make Torah Geshmak, you're not going to succeed. So Dr. Baruch HaBai, he writes, it's a big Musa Hask, we should remember. When we make brachas of Torah, yeah, we got to make the Asher Bachar, which is the Brachas HaShevach, and Asher Kitchon, which is the Brachas HaMitzvah. But you have to remember that we want it to be Geshmak, because again, if it's not Geshmak, we're not going to do it. We have to realize that the beauty of Torah.